Now, rapport is one of the first skills you need to master if you want to be able to hypnotize other people. And the reason why is that you need other people to trust you. Now, creating rapport is very easy when you have a lot of things in common. So when you're communicating with the other person, you want to be thinking in the back of your mind of what are some things that you have in common with that other person, or try to find some common things, whether it's a common interest or maybe you guys grew up in the same place, you like similar foods. Just finding something that you have in common with the other person could be very powerful when it comes to building rapport with someone. As a matter of fact, just to give you a quick exercise, think of the people that you're already really close to and stuff. You'll come to notice that the people that you're already close to tend to have things that are already in common with them. Now, another thing that's important to know about when it comes to building rapport is that it happens on an unconscious level. Now, there was a study that shows that communication is only 7% verbal, meaning the majority of our communication, 93% of it, is really nonverbal communication. So when we're talking nonverbal communication, we're talking about things like breathing, facial expressions, muscle tensions, things like that. And also, just to give you another, just to throw something out there about rapport, rapport is also this, it's like a feeling of connection, of comfort, of relaxation. I mean, it's extremely powerful when you're in rapport with someone. Now, a practical way of looking at rapport is pretty much called pacing, which is something I'm going to be covering on my YouTube channel by PCI Institute that talks about pacing people. But essentially, when we're talking about pacing someone, that's pretty much the structure of how rapport works. So just to give you an example of that, let's say if you see someone that is generally very quiet and they don't speak very loud and stuff, you want to pay attention to that and you want to match them, you want to pace them by speaking in a quieter tone. Or if you notice someone is feeling like a bit tense and stuff, just try just tense your shoulders up a little bit, just so it'll give you the experience of what it's like to be in that other person's shoes. And also another thing that's good is to pay attention to the phrases that they're using and try to use similar things, like whether it's just unique words that they're saying or the similar tonality. All of these things help to build rapport at a very subconscious level. Also, when you want to build rapport with people, it's also good to ask people what they're interested in. I know we covered this a little bit before, but the more that you're able to get someone to talk, the more likely you're going to find something in common with that person. So you want to practice this with strangers. You want to practice it with people that you know already. And the more that you keep practicing, the better you're going to get rapport with someone. You're just going to notice that people are really just starting to meet you you're on the same level with people, and they feel like this connection with you. And that's really going to help pave the way for having some very powerful interactions with other people. So guys, that's all I have for you today on the topic of rapport. I hope you guys got a lot of value out of this. Make sure you check out my website over at www.pciinstitute.net. This is James Renhouse, founder of Power, Creativity, and Influence, signing off. Thanks for stopping by, and I will see you, I guess I'll hear you, on the next episode. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.